Buddha, or Buddha Gautama, also known as Shakyamuni Buddha, was a great spiritual master from ancient India. Born as Prince Siddhartha Gautama in 5th century BC, he would have naturally inherited the vast wealth of a kingdom. However, the prince one day left the palace life in search of spiritual knowledge. After years of contemplative seeking, the Buddha attained enlightenment under the Bodhi tree. He then shared the merits of his practice by providing a method for other sentient beings to be freed from the cycle of death and rebirth. The rich treasury of Buddha's spiritual teachings on universal truths are studied and revered to this day for their deep wisdom and compassion. Today we would like to share with you the sage teachings of the Buddha in the Holy Tipitaka, excerpted from the Titta Sutta, Various Sectarians, 1-2.
Thus have I heard. At one time the Lord was staying near Savatthi in the Jetta wood at Anathapandika's monastery. At that time there were a number of recluses and Brahmas, wanderers of various sects, living around Savatthi. And they were of various views, of various beliefs, of various opinions, and they relied for their support on their various views.
There were some recluses and Brahmins who asserted and held this view: the world is eternal, only this is true, any other view is false. There were some recluses and Brahmins who asserted, the world is not eternal, only this is true, any other view is false. There were some who asserted, the world is finite, the world is infinite, the life principle and the body are the same, the life principle and the body are different.
The Tathagata, or Buddha, exists beyond death. The Tathagata does not exist beyond death. The Tathagata both exists and does not exist beyond death. The Tathagata, or Buddha, neither exists nor does not exist beyond death. Only this is true, any other view is false. And they lived quarrelsome, disputatious and wrangling, wounding each other with verbal darts, saying, Dharma, or true teaching, is like this. Dharma is not like that. Dharma is not like this. Dharma is like that.
Then a number of bhikkhus, or monks, having put on their robes in the forenoon and taken their bowls and outer cloaks, entered Savatthi for alms food. Having walked in Savatthi for alms food and returned after the meal, they approached the Lord, prostrated themselves, sat down to one side, and said to the Lord, At present, revered sir, there are a number of recluses and Brahmins, wanderers, living around Savatthi, and they are of various views, saying, Dharma is like this, Dharma is like that.
The wanderers, bhikkhus, do not know what is beneficial. They do not know what is harmful. They do not know what is Dharma. They do not know what is not Dharma. Not knowing what is beneficial and what is harmful, not knowing what is Dharma and what is not Dharma, they are quarrelsome, saying Dharma is like this, Dharma is like that.
Formerly, bhikkhus, there was a certain king in this very Savatthi, and that king addressed a man, Come now, my good man, bring together all those persons in Savatthi who have been blind from birth. Yes, your majesty, that man replied, and after detaining all the blind people in Savatthi, he approached the king and said, All the blind people in Savatthi have been brought together, your majesty.
Now, my man, show the blind people an elephant. Very well, your majesty, the man replied to the king, and he presented an elephant to the blind people, saying, This, blind people, is an elephant. To some of the blind people he presented the head of the elephant, saying, This is an elephant. To some he presented an ear of the elephant, saying, This is an elephant. To some he presented a tusk, the trunk, the body, the foot, the hindquarters, the tail, the tuft at the end of the tail, saying, This is an elephant.
Then, bhikkhus, the man, having shown the elephant to the blind people, went to the king and said, "The blind people have been shown the elephant, your majesty. Do now what you think is suitable." Then the king approached those blind people and said, "Have you been shown the elephant?" "Yes, your majesty, we have been shown the elephant." "Tell me, blind people, what is an elephant like?"
Those blind people who had been shown the head of the elephant replied, "An elephant, your majesty, is just like a water jar." Those blind people who had been shown the ear of the elephant replied, "An elephant, your majesty, is just like a winnowing basket." Those blind people who had been shown the tusk of the elephant replied, "An elephant, your majesty, is just like a plowshare."
Those blind people who had been shown the trunk replied, "An elephant, your majesty, is just like a plow pole." Those blind people who had been shown the body replied, "An elephant, your majesty, is just like a storeroom." Those blind people who had been shown the foot replied, "An elephant, your majesty, is just like a post." Those blind people who had been shown the hind quarters replied, "An elephant, your majesty, is just like a mortar."
Those blind people who had been shown the tail replied, "An elephant, your majesty, is just like a pestle." Those blind people who had been shown the tuft at the end of the tail replied, "An elephant, your majesty, is just like a broom." Saying, "An elephant is like this, an elephant is not like that, an elephant is not like this, an elephant is like that," they fought each other with their fists.
Even so, bhikkhus, are those wanderers blind, unseeing, saying, "Dharma is like this, Dharma is like that." Then, on realizing its significance, the Lord uttered on that occasion this inspired utterance. "Some recluses and Brahmins, so-called, are deeply attached to their own views. People who only see one side of things engage in quarrels and disputes.
I have heard that on one occasion the Blessed One was staying near Savatthi, in Jetta's Grove, Anathapindika's monastery. Now, at that time, there were many priests, contemplatives, and wanderers of various sects living around Savatthi with differing views, differing opinions, differing beliefs, dependent for support on their differing views. Some of the priests and contemplatives held this view, this doctrine: the self and the cosmos are eternal. Only this is true. Anything otherwise is worthless.
Some of the priests and contemplatives held this view, this doctrine: the self and the cosmos are not eternal. The self and the cosmos are both eternal and not eternal. The self and the cosmos are neither eternal nor not eternal. The self and the cosmos are self-produced. The self and the cosmos are produced by another. The self and the cosmos are both self-produced and produced by another. The self and the cosmos are neither self-produced nor produced by another, but are spontaneously arisen.
Bliss and pain, the self and the cosmos are self-produced, produced by another, both self-produced and produced by another. Bliss and pain, the self and the cosmos are neither self-produced nor produced by another, but are spontaneously arisen. Only this is true, anything otherwise is worthless. And they lived arguing, quarreling and disputing, wounding one another with weapons of the mouth, saying, "The Dharma is like this, it's not like that. The Dharma's not like that, it's like this."
Then, in the early morning, a large number of monks, having put on their robes and carrying their bowls and outer robes, went into Savatthi for alms. Having gone for alms in Savatthi, after the meal, returning from their alms round, they went to the Blessed One, and, on arrival, having bowed down to him, sat to one side. As they were sitting there, they said to the Blessed One,
"Lord, there are many priests, contemplatives and wanderers of various sects living around Savatthi with differing views, differing opinions, differing beliefs, dependent for support on their differing views. And they live arguing, quarreling and disputing, wounding one another with weapons of the mouth, saying, 'The Dharma is like this, it's not like that. The Dharma's not like that, it's like this.'"
Monks, they don't know what is beneficial and what is harmful. They don't know what is the Dharma and what is non-Dharma. Not knowing what is beneficial and what is harmful, not knowing what is Dharma and what is non-Dharma, they live arguing, quarreling and disputing, wounding one another with weapons of the mouth, saying, "The Dharma is like this, it's not like that. The Dharma's not like that, it's like this."
Then, on realizing the significance of that, the Blessed One on that occasion exclaimed, "Some of these so-called priests and contemplatives are attached. They sink in midstream, falling into the plunge of darkness."
We thank you for your company today for Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Planet Earth, our loving home, is up next after Noteworthy News. Farewell and God bless.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.